After the show, be sure to go to lootcrate.com/Steven Larson and use the promo code FRIENDO for a discount off your new subscription. And sign up by the 19th for the Combat Crate with items from Blizzard, Capcom, and Fallout 4. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw. It's the wrestling podcast that we do here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. You can also check us out on iTunes. Wow. All right, Larson, let's just get right into the show, shall we?
Yeah, we probably should.
Dicked around enough.
Yeah, we have. We've been trying for fucking a half hour to get this show on the road. Raw cap.
Thank you. Okay.
That was an abbreviated sound effect there.
That was a we-need-to-get-this-shit-going
okay.
sound effect.
All right.
Triple H opened the show. I actually really like this segment on Raw.
I did, too.
It sets up so much intrigue. Let's just start with Roman Reigns.
Okay.
All right? They're teasing, is he going to join the dark side?
Yeah.
Is he going to take the easy way out?
Yeah.
Number one, what I liked about it was he didn't really talk. He said, like, one thing.
One sentence or two, maybe.
When he was standing there, just sort of looking, like, a little conflicted.
Yeah,
like,
I guess
listening
so.
To what Triple H was saying. I don't think his character, like, yeah, he was a little conflicted. He was, like, he's soaking it in.
Yeah.
Like, is he really telling me this?
Yeah.
I think he did a pretty effective job acting. When all you have to do is... So, I actually like this with Roman Reigns. I thought that if I had never seen him... or heard him talk before.
Yeah.
This is what I'd want him to be. I would be totally into this because he's like the mysterious, silent badass, but instead we know too much about him.
We do know too much.
That's my main problem with Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
He talks too damn much.
Yeah.
But this sets up an intriguing prospect.
It does. There's obviously setting it up so come Survivor Series, and hopefully they continue this in the upcoming weeks leading up to Survivor Series.
Right.
Teasing whether he may turn heel, or are they just kind of setting things up so he can, you know, take down every obstacle, battle adversity, and win in heroic fashion? Which one do you think is going to be?
Okay, the thing that I love, and I hate that Rollins is out, but it forces us to get something that we've both wanted, that I think a lot of people wanted. We're either going to get an Ambrose heel, or we're going to get a Reigns heel.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. We've said in the past that if Ambrose went heel, the crowd would side with Ambrose and they'd leave. This is the one situation, I think, that Ambrose could perfectly play it when he aligns himself with the Authority. If they go with Ambrose as a heel, if he aligns with the Authority, they can build up. They can be okay with Reigns as a heel. I mean, as a face.
Yeah.
Because the Authority, naturally, when you have Triple H and Stephanie sort of being the puppet masters, you have a good situation. It's just like The Rock. Okay, The Rock and Stone Cold. When The Rock was the corporate champion, the people still love The Rock. They loved him as a heel, and they still love Stone Cold. Now, Roman Reigns is no Stone Cold, obviously. We know that.
He's not a Dwayne Johnson either.
He's not a Dwayne Johnson. But I feel like that framework works better in terms of Reigns keeping some sort of heat as a face.
Here's my concern about that. When Triple H posed a question to Roman last night, will you be my man? Did you hear the crowd reaction? Overwhelmingly, at least from the adults in the crowd, they wanted him to turn heel.
I know.
Overwhelmingly.
Same thing happens with Cena. I know. They want the fresh face. Nobody wants a fresh-faced good guy. They want them to be bad.
Yeah.
Or at least show some levels of complexity. There is no reason why he wouldn't say, yeah, I'll take the belt. Why not?
Yeah.
Why would you? It's like you just saw your running buddy of how many years blow out his knee, and you're going to say, yeah, I want more matches.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to do that.
No, take the easy way.
Take the easy way. Everybody else in the world realistically would.
Yeah.
There's no reason. If your boss is offering you the belt, a promotion essentially, you're going to say, no, I'd rather keep slaving away at it. There's no motivation. There's no real motivation there besides... Besides him being a good guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess maybe I don't want to sell out to you. But that still doesn't make any sense. Triple H is the boss. Like, he's signing your checks.
Yeah.
You want to align yourself with your boss.
Yeah, you want to keep getting paid.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. What do you think... We're down to the wire here. What do you think they're going to go with? Because it has to be... Unless they do something would be really annoying. The only annoying thing I could think of is if you end up with Ambrose and Reigns in the final.
And then Sheamus cashes in.
No, and then no, Sheamus isn't coming near that belt anytime soon. That's not going to happen. They're not going to let him close that belt.
I'm telling you, if I still say, quickest, easiest, most effective way to get Reigns over is to have him beat Sheamus for the belt. No one likes Sheamus.
Yeah, but people are. This is the problem, though. Sheamus doesn't bring hatred. He brings sleep. People just don't care about seeing him. This is the problem.
That's better than kind of a general antipathy toward Reigns. People feel something toward Reigns. I'd rather feel something than nothing.
That's not going to happen. The only thing that would bug me, that bug the shit out of me, Reigns versus Ambrose, Owens, who's already lost during the tournament, comes in and screws Ambrose.
Interjects himself.
To start a program with those two. I don't need that. I would love to see a program with those two, but it's much more interesting.
There's got to be a clean finish.
There has to.
Well, let me preface. Let me go back a little bit. There's got to be a clean finish unless it's the authority interfering on someone's behalf.
Yeah.
If anybody else interjects themselves, then it's gonna seem lame. There's probably like 17 other ways they can find a way to get Owens and Ambrose in a program together.
Mm-hmm.
By my estimation, after watching Raw, granted, SmackDown hasn't aired as of us recording this, so I have the results here of the tournament further down the notes, but we'll get to that. There are only really three legit contenders in this tournament.
Owens, Reigns, Ambrose.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And they got the most TV time on Raw.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, the tournament matches.
I guess it could play out... Okay, let's say Owens goes all the way and wins the belt. Because he's been sort of teasing being the first person.
He did last night. He said, I'm going to be the whole... Well, he didn't say, I don't know if he said the first person. He said, I'm going to hold the IC and the world title.
Because the Warrior did that, but then they had to vacate the IC.
Yeah, typically that's what happens. If you have a mid-card belt and you win the top belt, and you have to vacate the lower
belt.
Maybe
he doesn't know history of the WWE.
Well, I mean, they let Seth Rollins hold both belts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, well, that's a U.S. belt.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways. I could see, like, look, any situation. I love this because any situation I think is going to be a good one, except if they just hand Reigns the belt as a super babyface in like a clean victory. All three of them are going to be in the mix.
Yeah.
Even in the last match, they're all going to be in the mix.
What if something like this happens where they hand Reigns the belt, but kind of breaking down the walls of kayfabe a bit, or they put him in a situation where they're going to hand him the belt?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is yours, like in the final match, like the authority comes out and helps him try to win, you know, and not, he's not trying to line himself with him.
Yeah.
What is he going to do in that situation?
See, I like that. That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's an interesting story.
And it plays to kind of the knowledge I think the majority of the crowd has about what's going on in the inner workings of the company, mm-hmm. where a lot of people are pushing for Reigns to be a top guy.
Right.
They really need to play to that.
I agree totally. That would be really interesting. Like that would be really meta too. There, he's like pushing against the forces of the creators.
Yeah.
As a fictional character.
I know.
That's really weird. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be a lot of fun.
That probably won't happen, but we can
but that'd be a lot of fun. I think there's a lot of options that are a lot of fun. I just hope they don't go like a really straight, narrow route. I hope they don't go like Owens cheats to beat Ambrose, and then Reigns beats Owens clean to get the belt. That's a bummer to me. That's crap. And the problem is they're still lacking a top major heel. Now, right now, Owens is de facto the top heel. So he probably will align himself with the authority. But if he aligns himself with the authority, he has to win the belt.
Yeah.
That's a given. Whoever aligns himself with the authority is going to have the belt.
Well, the odds are favorite to win the belt.
Right.
The only person that won't align themselves with the authority when the belt will be Reigns, because that's the superhero narrative.
But I can almost guarantee you, he will not. He ain't gonna win that. I don't think there's a chance in hell unless he turns heel. My prediction is we're not gonna see Reigns win the belt as a face.
I don't know about that.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Not at Survivor Series, I agree, but.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah,
we're talking about Survivor Series.
Okay, yeah.
Strictly Survivor Series.
Yeah,
we're gonna see that one way or the other. He can turn heel and then he'll slowly get to face.
No, I was gonna say if he stays face throughout the show at Survivor Series, he's not winning the belt.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Every other situation, I'm totally fine with. That's the good thing about this is that they better. That's the only situation I won't like is if they keep him face and have him win the belt somehow, because that's boring.
It is boring.
And I don't see them doing that. I think that Survivor Series 98 is going to be our template.
I want to say they mentioned Survivor Series 98 in Raw.
I want to see they did somehow. I think, man, it would be huge. And the thing is, the crazy thing is, you would have at that point, you would have a situation where more people would be rooting for Reigns as the heel.
Yeah.
And you already have people rooting for Ambrose as the Stone Cold type. So you'd have two guys with a lot of heat.
Yeah.
That'd be good. And then Owens in there chipping away, too.
It'd be interesting to see next week on Raw, because I read the spoilers for SmackDown. I don't believe anything happened to this effect. If Triple H goes to other people in the tournament.
Right.
Namely, Ambrose and Owens, mm-hmm. and says, will you be our guy?
Yeah.
We got your back. That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. I think also, I don't know, this can play. I would love...
Because, I mean, it seems like if they're going to follow the Survivor Series 98 template,
yeah.
they need the Foley guy. The guy mm-hmm. who thinks he's been selected by the authority to be the champion, only to be swerved at the end.
That'd be a hell of a way to set up Owens as a face.
Yeah. Oh, he's not going to be face anytime soon.
Well, not face, but if he's set up as the fall guy,
yeah.
he's a de facto face. Like,
I know, but he's too good at it.
As long as he doesn't openly taunt the crowd, which is such a cheap way to get heat.
That's what he did last night.
He does that every night, and he's really good at it. And I think that's sort of to stem people from openly cheering for him. The New Day's doing that now, but they can't.
Yeah,
there's nothing they can do.
I know.
Owen's
got a great pop on Raw.
Yeah, exactly. The one thing I'd love to... there's two things that I would love to see with Owens as a face, and I think he could pull it. Because he could be... I think he's closer to Stone Cold than Ambrose is.
Oh, yeah.
Is if Owens got screwed over
mm-hmm.
and became brutal.
Yeah.
Became brutal. Just starting tearing shit up, ripping into people.
Yeah.
Just if you saw an intensity that you see in his matches.
Yeah.
But not... Because he's so laid back his otherwise persona.
Yeah.
If you see him just... Because nobody's ever screwed him. And he seems like the kind of guy who, if he gets screwed, legitimately, you don't want to get in his way.
Yeah.
So he could do that really well.
Let's talk about the Owens-Titus match. Because these are two of my favorite wrestlers.
Yeah. One is being horribly wasted. One seemingly is being pushed to the moon. Titus is old.
Yeah, he's older than a lot of the other guys, yeah.
Yeah.
He's in his mid-30s, I think.
I think he's like 36 or 37.
He's like our age.
He's like our age, yeah. He's also
got all the charisma in the world.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch in the ring.
Yeah.
He seems like a legitimate great guy.
He does. He's not great in the ring.
He's not as technically sound as some guys, but he's fun to watch. He works stiff. I mean, like when he hits somebody, it looks like it hurts. That's why I say he's fun to watch.
Could you ever see Titus realistically in a 5-star match? There are certain things that you need.
Yeah.
One of them, okay, can you think of anybody right now? Okay, Reigns. We both agree, we're not entirely sure Reigns is ready.
Yeah.
But Reigns has a look.
Yeah.
That is, the front office seems to think is transcendent.
Yeah.
He's got a natural charisma.
Yeah.
I agree that Titus has all that stuff. Titus is like... He's kind of like the really charismatic uncle that you don't necessarily take seriously. I don't think you could ever get a 5-star match out of him.
I think you can get a 4-star match consistently out of him with the right opponents.
Ambrose, you know you can get a 5-star match. Rollins, you know you can get a 5-star mm-hmm. match. Reigns just has the look that maybe replaces that. And his match against Lesnar, like he...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he's in there and he has something to do... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Like I said, I don't think Titus... He's not the most technically sound wrestler, but, you know, there looks like there's force behind his moves. He's got a decent-sized arsenal. He's not like Great Khali, who just slaps people all over the ring.
No, that's true. That's true. He's
got a larger arsenal than Big Show does at this juncture.
He's an impressive looking guy.
Yeah.
Like when he throws people around, he throws people. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. I don't know. How old is Owens? 32?
31.
31? Okay. Yeah, he's younger. I know, because I know Finn Balor is 34. Samoa Joe is 36, but he's not going to be. Yeah, I mean, he'll come in.
Rollins is 30, I want to say.
Yeah, that sounds right. 30. I mean, I think Titus is like 30. I just think that there's not a lot. You can't invest too much.
If he were 5 to 10 years younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a shame that's the one thing that's holding him back, because he's in great shape.
Yeah, he is. He's in great shape. He is a very charismatic guy. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't. I don't know. I look at him and I don't. I think one of the things that makes me wonder, prior to him being in NXT, what did he do? What's the background?
I know he was a football player at University of Florida.
Triple H seems to like guys now that have an extensive indie background.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, and Reigns doesn't have that.
No.
But Reigns has the look.
Yeah.
And the family lineage, which I think actually does play quite a bit into what they do.
Yeah, it probably does.
And I don't know. I just, they don't have the, they don't, they're not road, he's not road tested in terms of the, of his background. I know because you look at everybody who they're bringing in now.
I know.
I mean, I think of Asuka.
Yeah.
God, what a great fucking import.
Yeah.
God, she's fucking amazing. Like, I tune into NXT just for her.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she comes from, you know, she's from the Japan scene, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's some hardcore shit. Hideo Itami, obviously, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
That's some hardcore shit. Well, those guys know how to do.
Finn Balor
cut and his Finn teeth. Balor, exactly.
That's where he cut his teeth as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you see these days kind of also that pedigree, so to speak, that Triple H likes with having a background somewhere.
Yeah.
God, I was watching the Breaking Ground.
Yeah.
That Josh kid who won the Tough Nothing. Yeah. His promo is so bad. He's so fucking bad. He's so fucking bad. It's so bad. God, you gotta watch.
That's
that
the guy
show.
They were really high on too, right?
Yeah, he's got a great look. But he has kind of a lisp. And I mean, look,
the lisp doesn't bother me. Dusty Rhodes had a lisp, and he got by fine.
If you're standing, if you're standing in front of, let's say we're back at the old Machinima office when everybody used to work there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're on camera in front of a couple people, and it's just you up there.
Yeah.
What's more nerve wracking, that? Or being in the ring, granted, I mean, I don't know what the translation would be. Or being in the ring.
The translation would be like we were doing the E3 live streams.
We're doing the E3 live stream, and I'm there right there next to you.
Yeah.
That's less nerve-wracking.
Than doing it in front of three people.
In front of three or four or five people.
Yeah, that's more nerve-wracking, I think.
Exactly. And so they're doing these promo classes, and he's doing that. You can tell he's kind of rushing through it because he has William Regal standing there and two or three other people and his other classmates, and he's $250,000 and now he has to perform a fucking promo.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of that, but it's like you're pulling for the guy. You really are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just you watch him, you're like, oh God, it's so good. Because like he does it first and it's terrible. And then at the very end of the show, he does it again and it's like supposed to be better and it's really not. Anyways. Titus, I don't know. I think like you said, 5-10 years earlier, maybe if he had a run in Pro Wrestling Guerrilla or something like that, or Ring of Honor maybe. But yeah, I think he serves the company really well though. Like I think he does plenty of those. He's really good with the fans and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I love him too. He's one of those guys. I remember three years ago, we were doing Tree of Woe. You and Chongo both predicted big things for him. And I knew it wasn't going to happen. I just knew.
He is a tag champion, a former tag champion.
I know. But he was like, Chongo was saying he's going to be Intercontinental Champion within like a year. I could have seen him maybe getting to that level a year ago, back when they didn't care about that belt. But he just always came off as rusty to me.
See, but I think that kind of plays into his persona, as I say, because he works stiff.
Yeah.
And you can not be the most fluid wrestler and work stiff and get away with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I still like Titus. I still have high hopes
for him. I pull for him. I love him. I love the primetime players. Yeah. I want them to do really well.
Yeah, me too.
It's just there's so much competition on the roster. Yeah, I don't know. It makes me wonder if there is a shark mentality maybe that he doesn't have. Maybe he's one of those guys. Maybe he's just a legit nice guy. He's happy to be at the party. He wants to make the most of it, but he's not pushing any buttons. I mean, I remember when the primetime players first broke up, there was a rumor, a report or whatever, that he pushed Vince to have that happen so that he could try a singles thing. But, you know, yeah, I don't know. Let's see here. Becky Lynch lost to Paige.
That's, the opposite is true. Paige lost to Becky Lynch.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's yeah. right, yeah.
And then Paige put her in that submission move on the announce table.
Do you think Paige is going to get the belt? No. She's losing a lot lately.
No, she's not going to get the belt.
She seems, you know, you have to appreciate the fact that she seems to want to be the catalyst for the Divas Revolution in terms of, hey, I'll lay down for whoever you want me to lay down to.
No, I respect that. And I think she works much better as a heel than a face because as a face, she's boring.
I love her either way.
As a heel, she's slightly more interesting.
Yeah, I love her.
Sasha Banks is the best diva far and away. Sorry, women's wrestler.
Have you heard, did you see the thing, and granted, I think it was in the Inquisitor or something like that, which God knows who can who writes
that. You mean
Examiner? I think there's like something called the Inquisitor. I think one of our friends, no, he did the Examiner.
Yeah, Examiner, yeah.
I think this is the same thing. Anyways, Sasha Banks on her Tumblr.
Yeah, I saw that.
Retumbled, whatever you fucking call it. Somebody who said, crowd yells, we want Sasha. Vince McMahon looks down and whispers, no. I like that she did that, number one.
Yeah, me too.
Because, fuck you, they're right.
Yeah.
She needs to be...
I can't remember the last time she had a singles match on Raw.
Yeah.
I mean, she interjected herself in the Naomi-Natalya match.
I mean, hey, look. Good thing is, Triple H is up on her big time. So he'll find
a way. I'm guessing what they're doing. They're just waiting until an opportunity. I mean, they're going to have the Charlotte Page program to enhance Charlotte.
Maybe. Hey, you know what?
I'm telling you right now, WrestleMania is going to be Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. Give them 15 minutes. They'll tear the house down.
I would say maybe WrestleMania 33.
You think they're going to wait that long? That's a year and a half.
I do. I know. But, dude, it's a half a year away.
No, I know.
And well, the way Paige is going right now.
The Charlotte Paige program is going to last 3 months tops.
Paige is going to be involved. I guarantee Paige is going to be involved in
here's the bigger problem.
She's okay losing to everybody because she knows she's going to have her WrestleMania.
Here's the bigger problem with the women's division is that they seem to only have time for one storyline.
Oh, that's a big problem. I know. There needs to be two. There needs to be a B story. I know. I agree.
At least.
I know.
I think they tried to do that last night because Natalya was kind of taunting Sasha.
Yeah, there's enough room. There's enough room for two. I mean,
with three hours of Raw, there's enough time to.
Three's a bit stretching, I think, just because of the depth. I mean, you know, look at who's legit.
Well, you got Sasha.
PCB. That's three. You got Sasha. She's legit. Nikki. Nikki's taking time off, I think.
Oh yeah, that's right.
She's taking time off.
Naomi's a good wrestler.
Naomi's a decent wrestler. I'd love to see Natalya, what's her name? Natalya?
Yeah, yeah.
Natty, whatever her fucking name is.
No, she's a good wrestler, too.
She's great. I love her. She's great. She seems to be, I mean, she's poking at Team Bad right now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of another story. I don't know if they're going to be featured on Raw, necessarily.
Yeah.
But she's poking at Team Bad. I like that.
Yeah.
And give me Sasha versus Tamina at first. Because if they start to break up a little bit, give me Sasha versus Tamina.
Yeah, that's a good, especially if Sasha is kind of going to start, you know, being more of a face.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good match.
I agree. I think, but yeah, she'll have her time. I really doubt it's going to be Charlotte Sasha at WrestleMania. It's too quick. It's too fast.
All right, Steve, I know you're excited to talk about this.
Absolutely.
Tyler Breeze's in-ring debut on Raw against Ambrose.
I've noticed two things.
You're warming on Tyler Breeze.
I'm warming on him. I don't think he's got... I think his ceiling is Dolph Ziggler, which is a hell of a ceiling.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent ceiling.
But I think Dolph Ziggler's at his ceiling.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be waiting and waiting and waiting for him to get his moment, and I think that moment was a year ago.
Yeah, it was. Let me ask you this. How many Intercontinental Championship reigns will Tyler Breeze have when he retires? By the time he retires.
Honestly, if they keep the Intercontinental Championship at the level it's at, by the time he retires, I don't know, man.
Two.
I just don't know. Two. I mean, if they give it to the guys that they want to push immediately,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know what two's going to happen.
Here's what I like about Tyler Breeze. His nickname is Prince Pretty, correct?
Correct.
And historically, those characters that have been a little more superficial,
uh-huh.
they haven't had the mean streak that Tyler Breeze has displayed. And I like that.
You know what? I've noticed this on Raw. I'll put it this way. I think Tyler Breeze has been waiting for this opportunity so long that he came off he comes off more comfortable on Raw than he did on NXT.
Yeah, he does.
Which is good.
His promo on Raw, I know you've been saying for months now that his promo skills are a bit lackluster, but I didn't mind it.
Yeah, and there's something about NXT. I think that when they're ready for the big time, they know how to perform.
Mm-hmm.
But constantly being developmental, I think eventually maybe gets boring, or you just sort of it's like we were saying, you're in a room with a couple people and you have to deliver a promo.
Well, and also I think if some people will operate better under pressure developmental. I mean, I'm sure there's pressure, but it's not the pressure of live TV.
I do love that he's been given a mean streak that suits him perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Summer
Rae is a good match for him.
Summer Rae is a really good match for him. I just don't know that character, like...
He's already more interesting than Fandango ever was, first of all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that completely. The thing is, can gimmicks break through a certain ceiling these days?
They can if there's
is there an example?
Character of a certain amount of depth that exists within the gimmick.
Give me an example. What gimmick has won a belt lately?
Lately?
Well, in the past two years?
I mean, they really haven't been pushing purely gimmick wrestlers.
Who's the last couple Intercontinental Champions?
Ryback. I guess he's a gimmick wrestler.
Ryback is kind of a... Ryback is... You know what Ryback's gimmick is? It's Ryback.
I know.
Like I said, he's invented
character
by
a five-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the mid-card. There's not a lot of gimmicks. And
Neville's a gimmick character.
He's not
a cartoonish gimmick, but he's a gimmick. His gimmick is he's a guy that flies, essentially. He's a man that gravity forgot. His character is his gimmick.
Yeah,
they haven't added any layers beyond that he's really athletic.
Tyler Breeze is going to eventually have to kill the selfie stick to get past the ceiling. He is. Because that
part of his character is, I don't know, his character...
immediately prevents me from taking him seriously as a champion.
That doesn't bother me. Especially the way they were portraying it on Raw the other night. Because they were really tying up or bringing up the kind of this current generation.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of narcissism of it.
Yeah.
And I think that aspect, the selfie stick, is necessary if he's a reflection of that.
But at some point, every great champion has to focus on being a champion.
Oh, I agree.
And I don't think you can focus. I think a caricature, a gimmick, eventually, and it can be done. I'm not saying it can't be done.
Yeah, it can't be done.
And he can be the same person. Like Dolph Ziggler, I'm trying to think if Dolph Ziggler at a time kind of had a similar thing, didn't he? Okay, here's a good example.
Okay.
John Morrison.
Okay.
Towards the end, John Morrison was just a victim of crappy booking,
mm-hmm.
and somebody up there not liking him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he should have gone further. Originally, he was exactly what Tyler Breeze is, except for with paparazzi instead of being a millennial.
Yeah, pretty much.
He would come out, they would take his picture. That was his gimmick.
Yeah, he
was a gimmick.
Yeah.
And then he just started being the guy who had really cool moves.
Yeah.
But he still had that personality to him, which he remembered, but he wasn't that. He was now himself.
Yeah.
That's what Tyler Breeze needs to do. And John Morrison... I think he ran a couple times with some single belts.
Yeah, he did. He got the IC belt, I think.
And he could have definitely, if he held on, maybe he had a Dolph ceiling.
I feel like the Breeze's gimmick mm-hmm. isn't so restrictive that he can't stay within the boundaries of it.
Yeah.
But enhance it and add layers to it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he can keep the selfie stick. Hang the belt off the selfie stick. That would be funny.
Okay, tell you what. Let's bring back the television championship, and he can have that belt.
He is a perfect television champion.
He is. He really is. Let's see. What else here?
And the members of the New Day brought up a good point. How come none of them were in the tournament?
I agree completely. I like that Rusev and Lana seem to be having a good time, and they're both injured. They're all over Instagram again.
Oh, yeah? Good for them.
I know. They're probably having a good time. They seem like they really like each other. I like that.
Well, they should if they're getting married.
I agree, you'd think. The Wyatt promo.
Returns the
okay,
show.
Okay, so tell me about this.
Do you have a problem with this?
Did it feel to you like an impromptu blow-off? Because it did to me. Where were they? They got kidnapped Bray is claiming to have stolen their souls, and they just show up. Where have they been?
My largest issue with that segment is their lightning effects.
Yeah.
Used to be much better.
Oh, I think before they had legitimate lightning.
Instead of just an overlay.
Some sort of like practical thing they did. This was an overlay.
Yeah,
it was
awful.
Very obvious overlay. It was terrible. That being said, it was a cool moment in itself.
Yeah.
But in the context of what a fucking anticlimactic, and like there was no battle to be set free. There was no battle for the Undertaker and Kane's soul.
I know.
Wyatt came out. I guarantee you that was not originally supposed to happen. And I don't know if it was because of Rollins' injury and they had to mix things up.
They might have just wanted to have Undertaker on TV to add a little star power to the show.
It could be that.
I think
that's a huge thing. I also think that... Okay, so apparently now it's supposed to be Undertaker and Kane versus
Wyatt and a partner of his choosing.
I guarantee you, before Rollins' injury, Undertaker and Kane were going to cobble together three more people, and it was going to be a traditional Survivor Series match. I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that.
It still could be. I mean, imagine...
No, it still could be,
I don't think it... Well, I mean, it's not, because they announced that it wouldn't be.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
It still could have been, because...
Because of the tournament, yeah. Everybody's done with the tournament.
Well, not even just that, but, you know, say have a 4-on-4, since it's four members of the Wyatt family, have Undertaker, Kane.
Mm-hmm.
You can find two other guys that could use some rub.
Let's get Finn Balor out there.
Get Finn Balor and Sting.
Yeah.
Sting could go in for one hot tag.
Yeah.
If his injury is still a problem.
Even if it's like too much of a problem, you can find one other guy who has that mystique that would join them.
Mm-hmm.
I think Finn Balor and his demon persona would fit in perfectly.
Yeah.
And then you have to figure out what to do with them. But that would be perfect. And then somebody else, I don't know who.
That would bring the excitement. I mean, if you bring Sting, mm-hmm. that's more star power.
Yeah.
Finn Balor being additional level of excitement.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to do it.
I know. I agree completely. I guarantee you.
The only thing I can think of is that they want to give the Brothers of Destruction one more kind of run.
Oh, yeah.
By themselves.
That could be. It felt that there was something off about it.
Yeah.
There was definitely something.
It seemed like there needed to be one more week of Wyatt kind of rubbing their nose.
There needed to be some
struggle on the Undertaker.
Exactly. That's what it needed. It needed. He just comes out and talks, and they come out, and it's like, there has to be in this day and age, you need to have some amount of.
Here's my.
It can't all be supernatural, because we're in the reality era.
I was going to bring that up.
That's the problem. It can't all be. But also, I'm taking their souls.
But also, if the footage of them breaking free, it sounds like it could be corny.
It could be, and you'd have to tread very lightly.
Yeah.
You'd have to be very careful with that.
And from that respect, I can see why they might not have wanted to do it. I mean, like at the end of one Raw, Rollins got dragged to hell, and next week.
Yeah, and I know.
All was well.
I know. It made me wish too, because Rollins, when Rollins is being a bad guy, when he's being a bad guy,
yeah,
he's so, like, he gets so borderline cartoonish with it, which is where some of the entertainment lies,
yeah.
Because you can tell he's having a good time being a bad guy, especially when he's with the New Day, because then he knows he can finally have a little bit of actual humor and not just tease humor.
I know.
With that, it made me laugh, because I was really hoping he would reference the fact that he got dragged to hell. You pulled me under the ring, Kane.
Yeah.
What was I supposed to do then? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Freak me out. I don't like dark. All right. So we have, well, these aren't going to be spoilers once this goes
out. Airs, but for us, they kind of are, because
SmackDown
hasn't aired yet. I'm not going to touch on a lot on SmackDown, but we'll fill in the blanks of the tournament bracket.
Yeah.
Neville defeats King Barrett.
Saw that coming.
Kalisto goes over Ryback.
That is surprising.
That's very surprising.
What did Ryback do?
I read somewhere on the internet, and I don't know if this is true, that Ryback went into Vince's office and said, I can replace Cena.
What's wrong with that? He's trying to grab the brass ring.
But then he's booked to lose to Kalisto.
Did he go in there and pee on Vince and say, I can replace Cena?
I don't know.
Is that what it is?
Feed me more belts. Feed me more wins.
Wins.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I just read that somewhere. I don't even remember where I read it. I was probably on the toilet just reading internet.
Yeah.
And yeah. There it was. And I was like, okay, maybe that's true. I
don't you're, know, reading, you're reading fanfic, weren't you? That WWE fanfic.
It could be.
You were watching NXT, probably.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I think I had that happen, yeah. Except it was my office he came into.
And then Del Rio defeats Stardust.
Yeah, saw that coming a mile away.
So our quarterfinals.
You got them correct.
Almost. Well, I mean, like the quarter.
Yeah, you got the
all the semifinals correct.
Yeah, the semifinals, yeah.
But right now, the second round matches are Reigns Cesaro, which I call.
Mm-hmm.
Del Rio Kalisto.
Yeah, that'll be a good match.
Owens Neville. We both brought up Neville when we were discussing it last week about who would be in the tournament. So
yeah,
and then Dolph and Ambrose.
That'll be a good match.
Yeah,
these are all going to be good matches. Well, yeah. Reigns Cesaro can carry anybody.
They'll all be good matches. Yeah,
yeah, those are going to be good matches.
And then the
and is that going to be on Raw?
I think so.
Okay,
so they'll just have the semis and the final on Raw.
Okay,
So the semifinals will be, I'm sure, Reigns, Del Rio, Owens, and Ambrose. I'm guessing.
Reigns, Del Rio, Owens, and Ambrose. That sounds exactly right. Yeah.
So Reigns can go over the heel to get to the finals, and then Ambrose can go over the heel to get to the finals.
Yeah. Or Ambrose. Yeah. Or Owens. Yeah. Either. Yeah.
I mean, your final is still alive.
What's my final?
Your final was Reigns and Owens.
What was your final?
Reigns and Ambrose.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. And also on SmackDown, we mentioned it earlier, the Bray Wyatt plus one versus Brothers of Destruction at Survivor Series.
What a bummer. All right, Larson, it's time for Gorilla Position.
Okay.
So you posed the question, how does the injury of Seth Rollins affect the plans of WrestleMania 32? Now, according to internet, we do have some sort of confirmation that Reigns was supposed to win the belt over Rollins at Survivor Series.
Yeah, which seems, I don't know, there wasn't a whole lot of build up to that moment.
Right, I agree. Maybe that's what this past couple of weeks would have been. I don't know. Yeah, another thing that I read was that somebody in the office had said the pay-per-view itself is going to be decent, but nobody's happy with the build up. Take that for what you will.
Yeah.
That's
been a lot of WWE pay-per-views this year, though.
I agree. Because the
really good ones.
The roster is too good not to have a good pay-per-view. Sometimes the finishes are wonky, but otherwise, like, the matches are usually pretty good. We sort of take that for granted now, I think. Like, especially some of our books of the match.
Yeah.
We take that for
granted. The quality of the wrestling now is better than it's probably ever been.
What did we choose for this next
Survivor Series 90? Debut of The Undertaker.
Yeah, I know. I started watching. I watched like the half of it. It's so fucking boring. It's so boring.
Survivor Series would never... I mean, with the Survivor Series matches, because there's no real stakes typically.
Because I didn't put two and two together at the time that it's all Survivor Series matches. It's just all clusterfucks.
And at one time, that was one of the more important pay-per-views.
Yeah, I know.
But there's typically never any stakes. I don't remember exactly when they got rid of the Survivor Series format, five-on-five. But by 97, that wasn't the case. They might have one or two of those type of matches, but... So, yeah, if Rollins was to drop the belt...
If Reigns was to carry it into WrestleMania, who do you think was going to... Because him and Rollins were still supposed to be feuding. Do you think it was going to be a Shield triple threat? Had to have been, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, had to have been a Shield triple threat.
I think I read somewhere that it was supposed to be Undertaker and Cena at WrestleMania.
Right. Which is still probably going to happen, right?
Well, they said now that Rollins is out, they might do Cena-Reigns.
Really?
I assume have Reigns go over Cena
at
WrestleMania to make him the new top dog.
Who are we supposed to cheer for?
But then that opens up the question of who would The Undertaker face in probably his last WrestleMania match. It's not going to be Brock Lesnar, obviously.
No, it's not going to be Brock.
Apparently The Rock and Rousey are not going to be at WrestleMania
30. Yeah, Rousey's filming a movie.
In a sort of wrestling capacity.
Yeah.
So, the Triple H Rock match is out the window.
I was watching an old Raw the other day. Remember for a brief moment in time when Michael Hayes managed Jeff and Matt Hardy?
Yeah. What was their faction name? Team Extreme. That's what it was. Team Extreme.
Yeah, I watched the Raw where they turned on Michael Hayes. Michael Hayes was wearing the same thing that the Hardys were wearing, and he looked so bad.
I know.
They beat the crap out of him, and they joined the Brood.
Yeah, I remember when they joined the Brood.
But it was very brief.
Yeah.
It was stupid. Anyways.
There was a lot of bad during the Attitude Era.
There was a lot of bad, but, you know, it was still kind of entertaining. Like, Mark Henry and D'Lo Brown were jogging, and Mark Henry had to take a piss. And Jeff Jarrett and Deborah roll up in a car, and Jeff Jarrett starts beating on D'Lo Brown while Mark Henry's off taking a piss somewhere. I don't know, man. It's weird. All right, what were we talking about?
Okay. WrestleMania 32, no Rollins. So I'm assuming whoever wins the belt at Survivor Series is going to carry it to WrestleMania.
Absolutely, I agree with that totally. Makes sense. So I'm going to say...
I'll say this. If Ambrose ends up winning a Survivor Series, then it's going to be Ambrose and Reigns for the belt at WrestleMania.
That's what it's going to be. Guarantee you that's what it's going to be. Because what are we going to do? Have Reigns... Number one, you need a title switch at WrestleMania. Has to be a title switch at WrestleMania.
The face has to go over at WrestleMania.
What was WrestleMania before? Was Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, but it's, I mean, there, in the past, there have been WrestleManias where there hasn't been a title change to close the show. Just the face typically goes over.
What was 30? What was the year before Daniel Bryan?
That was 30. 30 was Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
29 was Cena beating The Rock.
Okay.
28 was The Rock beating Cena.
But that wasn't for the belt.
No.
What was for the belt? It was CM Punk had the belt.
With against Jericho.
Oh, God.
And Punk went over.
Okay. Yeah, but that's back when the belt didn't matter.
And 28 was Miz Cena, right?
Let's
forget that.
Okay, yeah.
I remember what 27 was.
Well, I think 27 was Miz Cena. Doesn't matter. These days, that belt's changing hands. Survivor Series is going to be Ambrose is going to turn heel with the authority, get the belt, Reigns is going to win at WrestleMania. That has to be. It has to be. Can't be any other way. They're not going to put Owens in the main event of WrestleMania over Ambrose. That's not going to happen.
Probably not.
Because they're kind of the same ilk. Ambrose is getting that fucking belt. This is my prediction set in stone.
Okay.
Ambrose gets the belt by turning heel with the authority.
Okay.
Might be turning Owens tweener on the way to doing that.
Okay.
And Reigns is going to fight the authority to WrestleMania.
Let's think about this. I don't know how it's going to happen.
Triple H was talking about you got to go back of the line. Back of the line is going to be the number one pick at Royal Rumble.
Could be.
Yeah.
That's good.
Number one.
Yeah. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Let's look at the flip side of that coin.
Okay.
Say Reigns does turn heel. How many months is it between now and WrestleMania? Six ish.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough time to do the heel transition to face.
Ooh, that's too big of a gamble.
Let me run this by you.
Too big of a gamble.
Reigns, Cena, WrestleMania, double flip. Reigns goes face. Cena turns heel. Reigns, new face of the company. Massive heat on Cena. Well, from a certain part of the audience, all the adults will love it.
Triple H is too savvy. He knows that the second Cena goes heel, everyone's going to love it.
Well,
everybody's going to love him.
All the adults in the audience will love it.
Yeah, but those are the people who cheer the loudest. Kids don't cheer very loud because they're small.
The kids are the ones that buy the merchandise.
They want more than anything. They would be mortified if they got a Royal Rumble ending reaction that happened this past last year.
Yeah.
They would be mortified if they booed, if that went wrong, because that can go wrong. Reigns and Cena are two guys that can go so wrong in terms of crowd reaction.
You have to look at it in this way. I think the suits at WWE have a different perception of where their talent is versus the audience. To a certain extent, not discounting Triple H. Take Triple H out of there, because I think he knows.
You can't take Triple H out of it.
No, I'm just saying in terms of the perception of how their wrestlers are viewed by the audience.
Okay.
I think Triple H realizes the reality of the situation.
I think he does.
I'm saying like Vince and Kevin Dunn may not so much.
Yeah. I'll put my money on Triple H any day. He's the game.
At the end of the day, Vince makes the final call, though.
I know, but Triple H is the game. He's like, no, Vince, look.
He's going to have a meeting with Vince, and before he goes up to the door, he plays a theme song. Is that you're saying?
Yes.
You hear time to play the game.
No, it's...
Oh, the old one, yeah. I love that song.
Oh, I love that. That's great. Whenever it's on WWE 2K14, I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, Larson, that time again for Kayfabe Corner. Larson, what is Kayfabe Corner?
It's the ultimate pro wrestling trivia challenge.
It is the ultimate pro wrestling trivia challenge.
Looking at Razor Ramon behind me?
This is my game face. No, I'm looking at the Flash, but this is my game face.
All right. as much as I would like to tell you what the theme is, I'm not gonna.
Okay.
Because I think it makes it a little more interesting.
Okay.
And also because you did it last week.
Mm. Oh, I did NFL players?
Yeah, but you didn't tell me what the theme was beforehand.
You're doing NFL players.
I'm not doing NFL players.
I already did that.
All right. 12 names, 6 real,
okay.
6 fake. Although this...
Somebody's distractions, my kid out there crying or talking.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Are you ready? That's a DX song I was doing. Number one.
What?
Powder keg.
True. Real.
Yeah.
Nice.
Keep track. Number two. Mm. Billy Super Bass.
Billy Super Bass? Fake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number three. The Unknown.
Man, I guarantee that was the name somewhere, but I'm going to say fake. You made that up.
Real.
Okay, it was somewhere then.
Number four.
That should give me points then, because I knew it was real.
Number four. Joe Bruiser.
That's fake.
Real.
What? So, come on. There's already other Bruisers out there. You can't be Joe Bruiser 2.
Number five.
What?
King Slender.
Fake.
Real.
You're doing like all your reels first.
Was it number six?
They ain't gonna play the odds. Just do everything fake now.
Monster Masher.
Fake.
Yeah. Number seven. The Green Ant.
Fake.
Yeah. Number eight, I guess. Ivan Destra.
Real.
Yeah. I lost count.
I'm not the worst.
It's true. Galen Klein.
Fake.
Yeah. Next, the Flight Master.
Ooh, that's rough. The Flight Master. I'll default to fake.
Yeah.
Okay.
11, Dixie Clements.
Ooh. Dixie Clements. You worked too hard on that one. Fake.
Real.
Damn it.
Last one, the Cutter.
Fake.
Yeah. That's an echo in the Bunnyman song. Do you know what the theme is?
Well, yeah, I got 8. Okay, hold on.
Powder keg and the unknown should give you a decent idea of what the theme is.
Powder keg and the unknown. Now, what is it?
These are all, the real ones are all wrestlers. From wrestling video games. Fake wrestlers from wrestling video games.
Oh!
Powder Keg and the Unknown are from WCW versus NWO World Tour. As is Joe Bruiser.
Wow.
King Slender is from the NES game Pro Wrestling. Ivan Destra is from, I think, some Japanese game. He was like their Lex Luger. And Dixie Clements is from Rumble Roses Double X.
I think Destra was in that one Aki game that we never got, the one that was only released overseas, I think.
Could be. So, yeah, there's two bonus questions, obviously, about wrestling video games.
I like that theme. That's a great theme.
First question. What was the first WWF wrestling video game? These are both really hard. I'd be very surprised if you got either of these. I can give you the year it was released if you want to know.
I'm going to say it was called Wrestling Challenge.
It was called Micro League Wrestling. It was released in 1987, and it was a turn-based strategy.
Really?
Yep. So you have to like select a move, and the opponent apparently selects a move, and whoever selects the right move gets to do the move.
Sounds rad.
No, probably isn't.
Sounds amazing.
Second question.
Okay.
What was the last wrestling game developed by the Aki Corporation?
Okay, so this has to be a trick question because we both know it should be No Mercy. But the fact that you know that I know that means it couldn't have been No Mercy.
Oh, I'll give you this hint. I don't believe it was released in the United States.
Oh, wow, fuck, okay.
Like I said, I don't think you're getting either of these bonus questions, but they're good questions.
These are really good questions.
I'm really upset. I thought you would do far worse at the actual
thing. Oh, it's because of this. No F's. Oh God, I don't know.
Just throw a title out.
All right, I'm gonna say. I'm trying to think of the title of the unreleased one that I do know.
Oh, it has nothing to do with that.
Oh, it's a springboard. Aki Wrestling Challenge.
Galactic Wrestling featuring Ultimate Muscle.
Wow. That sounds name, pretty rad, actually. I know. What was that on?
It was released in 2004, so probably PlayStation 2.
Okay. Wow.
Maybe Xbox.
I wonder if that's any good.
We'll have to look into it.
We should look into that. That should be a new gameplay series on our channel.
We should just play all Japanese wrestling games.
I agree. We should be those guys. That's our niche.
We're already kind of carving out a good niche for our stuff, ourselves with just the wrestling stuff.
I think we are. And thank God, because we love that stuff.
We do.
Yeah, that's, if you want advice about YouTube, stick with what you love.
Do what you love.
None of that Minecraft bullshit here. Anyways, that's our episode of Going In Raw for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We have one more week until Survivor Series, I think.
Yeah, next week we'll do our Survivor Series predictions, though I guess we kind of already have, at least for the main event.
When's the last time we did questions?
The episode before the pay-per-view. Typically, before the pay-per-view, we do the QA/predictions episode.
Is that going to be this one?
Yeah, we'll do that, too. So if you got questions, put them in the comments, and I'll do a Reddit thread, too.
There you go. All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.